We do have Dan Murtaugh with us, Bloomberg's Asia energy reporter, to take a closer look at this story about what looks to be, Dan, to be sabotage on the Nord Stream pipeline.
Yeah, you know, as everybody knows, you know, Russia has been sort of slowly squeezing off gas supplies to Europe for nearly a year now, ever since last winter. And it just took an unprecedented step yesterday. There were two underwater explosions noticed by the Swedish authorities. And shortly after, in those exact locations, gas started bubbling up to the surface of the Baltic Sea. There's been no concrete investigation done because it's so soon, but it certainly appears that some explosions, there's pipeline damage, their gas is leaking out of the pipelines up into the atmosphere, which is horrible for the climate. And it all but certainly means that there'll be no gas coming along the Nord Stream 1 pipeline into Europe this winter, which is just making the energy crisis there that much more severe.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does this mean? And when we're already facing this very dire crisis, because it does put at risk what little gas is still flowing to Northwest Europe from Russia, very much at play.
Yeah, you know, at the time of the explosions yesterday, the pipelines had already both been basically neutered by Russia. Nord Stream 2 had never even gotten off the ground, and Nord Stream 1 had stopped delivering a couple days ago after Russia said it had needed some maintenance issues done on a compressor station. But this basically, there was some hope left in the market that, you know, compressor stations could get fixed, some flows would resume, and Europe could start getting some gas from Russia again this winter. That hope is all but gone now, as the idea that this is possible sabotage means that, you know, this is not just, you know, whatever thought you may have had that this could all just be coincidence, that Russia was squeezing off these supplies at the same time as the Ukraine war, that these maintenance issues just happened to happen at the same time. Very, very few people are confident that that's possibly the case now. Everybody is, gas traders are starting to price in the idea that Russia really wants to punish Europe for its support of Ukraine.
And there's no real arbitrage opportunities here. I mean, they can't exactly get supply in from other places. I mean, they can, but it's limited in scope. And so you wonder what the political ramifications from this might be.
You know, the European countries are trying to do several things. Depending on the country, a couple of them have LNG terminals and pipelines from elsewhere. You know, Italy, which used to get about 40% of its pipeline or its gas supply from Russia, has said that it's made arrangements to make sure it's going to get all of its gas from other sources this winter. Germany is scrambling to build LNG import terminals so it can bring in more cargoes from the Middle East, from the U.S. But there are problems with that, as you alluded to. You know, other countries want those LNG cargoes, other countries that are used to getting it. You know, Europe's demand has put gas prices through the roof, LNG freight prices, these tankers are going for sometimes up near $200,000 a day. All of this stuff is skyrocketing, and it's hurting, you know, economies all over the world, emerging economies like Pakistan and Bangladesh, who, you know, were reliant on natural gas but can't afford to pay these super high fees. They can't afford to compete with rich countries like Germany for these limited supplies. So it's, you know, the pain in Europe is acute, but it's actually spreading through the rest of the world as well.
Yeah, indeed. And we've been seeing that in terms of U.S. gasoline spikes as well. Just tell us what we're watching, because there's also refinery outages in the Midwest adding to this story too.
Yeah, you know, the U.S. market is, the U.S. is actually in probably the best shape of any major economy in terms of energy, just because it has, you know, plentiful supply of its own oil and gas. It's become a major exporter in recent years. But, you know, there's a hurricane flowing through the Gulf of Mexico. That's going to be hurting gasoline supplies in Florida and oil supplies in the Gulf of Mexico. There's, you know, refinery outages that are threatening to halt this long decline in gasoline prices that Joe Biden was so excited about heading into the midterm elections later this fall. The energy market globally is just incredibly tight right now, and it's going to remain that way through the winter.
I guess we should ask you briefly, these gas leaks would be posing some risks, environmental and safety risks. So what do we know so far?
Yeah, I mean, several of the European nations around there have created no travel zones around these gas leaks, which are still bubbling up to the surface, at least as of the last time there was light out that we could see. And natural gas, the biggest component is a gas called methane. That's a CH4. And it is an incredibly potent greenhouse gas. It traps heat at 80 times the rate that carbon dioxide does. So it's bubbling up to the atmosphere and just going to soak up there and really push more global warming, even as everything the world is trying to do to halt climate change.
On that note, unfortunately, Dan, we have to leave it there. Dan Murtagh, Bloomberg's Asia Energy Reporter.